Hi, folks.
Hey.
Hello, good morning.
Howdy.
Hello.
We'll give it a couple minutes before we get going. Since I don't think we're at a quorum. Okay, we could probably kick things off. I'll start by sharing my screen. See. You'll see the notes for today.
Yep.
Awesome. Try. All right. Well, welcome everyone to the Product Council meeting for today. We're gonna start off with announcements. I think Jennifer, it looks like you're up for notes. Is that something you're gonna be able to do?
Yep, trying to get attendance now.
Awesome. Thank you. I suppose by way of announcements, the only one that I have is that the US government is shut down, which has a big impact on our community just because of the intense involvement and sizable involvement of the Library of Congress in our community. And so the word on the street is that those folks who work for the Library of Congress are not being permitted to participate in their typical work that they do in the community in Folio. So yeah, that understandably is going to have an impact on things. For instance, for us, our co-chair Caitlin is not able to join us today, and there's no specific deadline on how long this could last. I think the last shutdown we had was like over a month. About, well, I don't know, not quite 10 years ago, but anyway.
34 days, according to news in Europe.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, that's my recollection is correct then. And Charlotte, I see you have your hand up.
I just want to
Not
mention
hands up. I'm the one who's putting my hands up.
I just want to mention that Oleksiy Petrenko has shared with POs that a timeline for when to do a decision on the new release date for Trillium. I can post the note in the comment, but we will not know anything until sometime mid-November.
Okay.
But I, for your notes, Jennifer, I can put in the message in the chat.
Thank you, Charlotte.
Thank you for that. Any other announcements? Okay. We're going to move into housekeeping. Our first item directly re relates to my announcement, which is that in light of the fact that Caitlin will not be able to serve as co-chair for at least some period of time. I spoke with her before the shutdown, and we thought it might be a good idea to get an interim co-chair in place just until she can get back. And so I guess we're just opening up the floor for volunteers. Would anybody like to serve as interim co-chair if until the US government gets stuff sorted out?
I can step in.
Awesome, Todd. That is great. I will get with you after this meeting and we can talk about what that means specifically. We have been, Caitlin and I have been, just for the sake of continuity, we've been meeting fairly regularly with Alexis, which thank you, Alexis, for doing that. Just to kind of touch base with her and tap into her great store of knowledge when it comes to actually performing the duty of co-chair. So the three of us maybe could get together and find a time to kind of put our heads together and figure out what's going on. Thank you, Todd. Other housekeeping, we have a few different SIG engagement things that we need to discuss. We need to continue having the SIG schedule themselves to go over their top five priorities. I'm not exactly sure which SIGs remain to go over their priorities. Does anybody know the answer to that question? It would have been a great thing for me to figure out before this meeting, but.
It's quite a few, right? Are we talking about coming to talk to us about their priorities, or who has made that list?
I suppose it would be both, but yeah, if there's anybody who has listed their priorities who has not spoken to us about it, those would, I suppose, would be the easiest, the low-hanging fruit when it comes to inviting them to come, kind of explain what their priorities are. I suppose we should look at the.
There have been a couple messages in chat.
Okay. Probably users, yeah.
List app, I think, is another one.
Okay.
But so list Bella is taking a break. So probably a month and a half or something like that. So, but my question too about this, and I'm just jumping in, sorry.
No, go for it.
We haven't made the announcement about rolling updates, and so is that something?
That is different. That's the second bullet point. But yeah, that's a really good point. Yeah, we and sorry to cut you off. Sorry, did you have more to say?
No, sorry, I was not looking at the notes, but there you go. Thanks. That was it.
Okay. Yeah. So this is in regards to the priorities dashboard and just inviting the SIGs to come and talk about that. Though I do think that there could be some good continuity between that and moving on into this the rolling updates, because the kind of the rhythm or the cadence of it is going to be very similar, I imagine. But yeah, we're right now we have the dashboard up. We're trying to encourage the SIGs to engage with that dashboard. And part of that would be coming to talk to us. So I suppose one way that we can proceed with this is if anyone who is a liaison for a SIG, if you wouldn't mind just looking at the dashboard, seeing whether or not your SIG has, updated the priorities. If they have, not, then encourage them to do that. And if they have and have not come and talked to us, encourage them to sign up. What we're doing is we're signing up on the topics calendar. We've just been slating that in there. You can reach out, the SIG conveners or liaisons can reach out to myself or and now Todd if y'all want help coordinating that and finding a good spot for it. Martin and then Harry.
I'm still a bit confused about how this is thought to be. So we have these updates about the top five priorities, and that's one thing where the SIG should come to the product council meeting and discuss or present their priorities and maybe changes or whatever. And then there's the second thing that is this rolling schedule where they can just present any updates or whatever they do in their SIG, just like these monthly SIG updates that we had before. Or is it the same thing? And especially for what we have in the topic calendar, this column where they, I thought they should just sign in by themselves, the conveners or whoever from the SIG. Is it for presenting these priorities or is it for the all over update? I'm a bit confused. I just yesterday said in the cross app SIG that they should sign in for presenting the priorities. Is
you
it
are
okay,
correct.
Or is it wrong?
No, I think you are not as confused as you were worried that you were. Yeah, they are two different things. And the signing up on the topics calendar is exactly as you said. It's related to presenting the priorities. We have not, as somebody pointed out, actually made the announcement yet about the rolling updates. So we have a little bit of time to figure out how, like, the mechanism we want to employ in order to achieve that. Whether we want to do the same sort of thing with where we just have people kind of self-sign up on the topic calendar, if we want to take another approach. I suppose I just threw this on there because I want to make sure that we remember that we were wanting to do this, though we don't necessarily have to figure out. I mean, I'm open for suggestions on this, but I think that the confusion that we're all experiencing about this, it will just run rampant if we try to do both of these at the same time. So maybe it's a good idea to get the priority presentations out of the way and then reach out to the SIGs about the rolling presentations. That's kind of my intuition, but I'm open for suggestions if we feel like we want to try to do both in parallel. I'm going to take no suggestions. Go for it, Martin.
No, it's okay. I mean, it's a bit clearer for me now.
Okay. Awesome. Harry?
I was just going to ask, because I guess I haven't heard about it for a while, but so they're the top five priorities across each of the SIGs, and I think there's still a few that are coming in. So then has a process been defined yet to determine what are the top five priorities across the entire project?
No, other than, I mean, the degree to which it has been defined, and I don't know, Caitlin might have this, she has been kind of spearheading the priorities dashboard. So she might have your idea of what she was thinking. But as far as she and I have discussed, we've just, and discussed with the PC and between ourselves also, we've just discussed the idea that we do want to engage in a process after we get all of the priorities out there for the PC to select from that list, like you said, like a top five for the project. But the specific mechanisms for that, we have not nailed down yet.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. Okay. Any other housekeeping things that I did not think to put on here? Okay. Well, moving right along. Standing updates. It looks like we do have one in here from the RMS group. Thank you, Jennifer. Would you like to kind of go over that for us?
Sure. So let me. So first off, and And I just want to preface this. This is a draft from TC. And I wasn't aware that the Technical Council did this. It's a draft for support period for sorry, Ramson's Sunflower and Trillium, I believe. So it's been fleshed out since I first looked at it. Again, this is draft. I think TC is talking about this, so maybe the TC liaison can talk more about this, but I just wanted to just highlight this and kind of share this with folks. There is also the timeline for National Library of Sweden and Clemming work. So to get things in scope of Sunflower for all the service patches, the critical work that they need to go live. And I believe this is pretty much what Charlotte shared. Is that right, Charlotte shared?
It is.
The
it
dates.
is my document.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you want to say anything?
I can say that it is in draft, and the dates will most likely slip because the CSP number 2 is going to be delayed. So it's work in progress.
I can speak a little bit, and thank you for that, Charlotte. I can speak a little bit to this document just because I saw it scheduled for discussion in the TC, and I went to that meeting, and Todd could fill us in on anything I miss here. But it was discussed in the TC at the time that the meeting I was at, there was no determination made how the TC wanted to move forward with this. I joined a group of voices that expressed a lot of skepticism about tying the support cycle to external dependencies. For my part, I really wonder at the efficacy of this approach. But I think it's still an open topic. Is that right, Todd?
Very much an open topic. It has not been presented anywhere.
Oh, has it not?
Oh, no,
am
not.
I getting? So I'm getting confused. What was it that was discussed in the TC a week or two before?
It has been, it's been discussed in the TC. It's not been presented out anywhere this is
all right.
Final position. I mean, it's contentious. Yeah, it's kind of contentious, somewhat contentious even within the TC, because the countervailing, I mean, there's these two forces that are pulling in different directions. One of them is our timelines are slipping, and people are going to be on Trillium longer, really. On the other hand, some of the underlying software will be going out of support during that time. Some of the frameworks and other kinds of infrastructure come through at a greater cadence. There's been a there is some thought of, does it have to be all or nothing, or is there a way to look at issues if they come up, look at issues, see whether mitigating, if a security issue comes up, can we look at that, see if there's mitigating advice if a fix cannot be implemented. And I think Mark Vexler would like to say something.
Yeah, thank you, Todd. I did attend that meeting of the Technical Council, and I think the outcome of it was that the TC co-chairs were going to put together a list of potential scenarios. They were going to enumerate the possible outcomes and come up with the recommendation for what actions can be taken. For example, if there is a security vulnerability that is discovered, what are the options that can be done? Okay, how much will it cost, and whose responsibility is it going to be? The intent of it is if there is an estimate of the cost associated with addressing an issue for something that the community will support. Well, the decision is the community going to be willing to invest that money into addressing this issue? Okay. For example, again, if there is a security vulnerability and it requires backporting the fix to the previous version, but it will cost $1 million, is it really worth doing it, or is it worth just upgrading to the version of Folio that is that already has a fix for that? So I think, if I recall correctly, the outcome was that the TC co-chairs were going to put this table together, and they were going to review it with the technical council again, and then it was going to be shared with the product council.
I thank you for that. Yeah, I forgot about the scenarios. That will be super helpful. And I do, like everyone has pointed out, this is very much sausage parts, right? So we're getting to see things in process here. But if it is a topic that you're interested in, keep a close eye on the agendas for the TC. Just like the PC meetings, they're open, and this the outcome of this decision will have an impact for sure on what it means to run Folio. So, yeah, it might be worth chiming in on. Okay, that we got some TC update in there, maybe for free, kind of as a bonus. Anything else, Todd, from the TC?
Yeah, and whenever the page is updated, you'll see a few more notes.
Okay.
I've not hit saved yet. So TC has been looking at, we have this module review process, and there's been a question of at what point does that module review process ever look backwards at older modules to see if they're still compliant? And so there's a move to pilot that kind of that effort. And so we've had agreement from the product owners of Mod EBSCOnet and UI Export Manager to do that retrospective look at them, see if they're currently in compliance or whether there's a little bit of technical debt there. So,
Fantastic.
yeah. A pilot, but worth doing. Another thing that's reviewing the open source licenses for the soft for software that's the project relies on and builds with is a thing. So that's reviewing license compliance has been a move, something of a moving target. And we've had some advice from, there's been some talk with Community Council, and we will know what we will not be adding any new LGPL, lesser GNU public license modules until there's some, until we get some legal advice. So I think there's two or three modules there which we use, and there have been some informal appellate opinions, but none from lawyers.
Yeah.
I thoroughly anticipate that the lawyers will give the most conservative possible interpretation, and it might be an issue, but that's me just talking. Then the other big maybe the other big thing is there's beginning work on guidance around best practices for breaking changes. So, need to make changes in the backend module. Can't always have them be completely invisible. So, how do we manage that so that we don't have so that other teams are not surprised?
All right.
Would I don't know if anyone who else who's been at the TC meetings would care to chime in if there's anything missing. Otherwise, here ends the TC update.
Thank you, Todd. Anything from the CC?
No, they haven't met since before WolfCon.
Okay. Fantastic. Got to get that CC schedule going in the PC. That's what I think. All right. Well, that ends our standing updates. We get to move into the business of the meeting. What we were talking about doing is, and I think I closed. Yeah, here we go. So we have this retro board that came out of our shoulder meeting, which unfortunately I was unable to attend at WolfCon. And I suppose where we're at with this discussion is we have this list of optional actions that we can take to advance the express goals. And there are a lot of them. And I suppose the idea is that if we attempt to achieve all of them, then we might dilute our effort to the point where we're ineffectual. That's a concern, at least. So what we were going to propose here is that, and this is certainly open for discussion if we don't want to take this approach, but it seems like a good approach might be to take a moment to go over these to make sure that they're all actionable enough, at least to form subgroups around and have the subgroups kind of figure out best next steps. But rather than forming, I don't know what it would be, five or six new subgroups, that we take a moment to vote and each of us pick three, and we just see, kind of do a ranked choice thing. We see which are the top three candidates, and we form three subgroups to address the top three of these actions. Not to say that we wouldn't get to the other ones, but just that we prioritize actionable responses to the top three. Any thoughts on that approach in general? Or any questions about it? Did I explain it well? All right. So if that's what we're going to do, what I will do real quick, at the risk of y'all hearing my voice too much, is just quickly go through and read through these. And if we feel like they're unclear enough to take actionable steps, we can, dive into them a little bit more. But if we feel like they're all clear enough, then we'll take a second and use the thumbs up functionality on here. And all the PC members can just click the thumbs up, and we'll see what happens. There is one, I think, that has a vote on it already. I'm not sure who did that. If you're a PC member, that could just be your vote, or maybe you can move it. We'll see. All right. First one on here is continue to build out community priorities dashboard. That's very straightforward. Any questions about that? Once again, it doesn't necessarily describe how we're going to build it out, but the idea would be that we would form a group around engaging with that topic of building that out. Can you drop a link in the chat? It should be on the agenda, on the agenda item. But actually, yeah, I can do that.
Alexis has it.
Thank you. Cool. All right. The PC should embrace this new work of community-directed development framework, and with forming CDD to get a direct say in and secure that the priorities for feature development portfolio is actually being developed. So it seems like this has combined a lot of intentionality around the CDD framework. The PC should work directly with the CDD working group and help define the phases one through three, track and communicate development from ideation through delivery, continue establishing the re and reinforcing the prioritization process, highlight any successes. The PC, along with the CC and TC, has an important role in the realization of the community-directed development framework. Implement the DIP process from CDDF to bring greater transparency and opportunities for input before development starts. refined the process for endorsing new functionality. We have everything set up. We didn't talk about who would fill the roles listed in that process. Okay. Any questions about that? There's a lot of space there, but it seems like it would the idea behind this would be for some subset of us to make it their priority to engage with the CDD process. That's my one sentence summary. Okay. Draft categorization of apps based on the CDD, compare against app formalization, determine path for moving forward on this, review the list of orphan Folio apps, incorporate community tools into the wider Folio product. So this could be possibly a subset of this one, though it does focus specifically on this idea of app categorization, which I think would be a helpful exercise, though some discussion might need to go into if this is categorization in terms of the CDD framework that was presented. Some sort of assumption of CRPs would need to be made in order to budget that list. But I mean, that's work for the working group if one gets formed. Harry?
I'm just real quick at the Tri-Council meeting on Friday of last week. There was also a to-do of starting a group that was going to investigate the CDD process of Koha, because it operates very differently and might be a very good option for this community. I don't know how and where that gets kickstarted, but that was definitely a task coming out of that. And should that appear on this list as well? Or does that happen no matter what?
So it does seem like, all right. So I wasn't at the shoulder meeting for the PC. So I'll leave it to somebody who was there to mention this. But I'm assuming that since it's not on this list, that that particular item didn't come up during the shoulder meeting. That said, you are right that the Tri-Council did say they wanted to do that. And I think I personally think it's a great idea. So maybe the council chairs need to and the Tri-Council chairs need to discuss with each other how they would want to engage with the Koha community about that. I'm not sure. Was this topic brought up in the shoulder meeting? I'm seeing.
I do not recall it being brought up.
Okay.
It was in the Tri-Council meeting.
Okay.
In reference to, how do we govern, Folio in a sustainable, manner. And Koha has, obviously a long track record of that, and its model is very different from ours.
Sure.
So they were gonna investigate that.
I mean, I think a, I mean, I'm just spitballing here, but I think if the council chairs get together and agree among themselves to have someone reach out to folks in Koha and invite them maybe to give a quick presentation on how they do things, like maybe at our next tri-council meeting or something like that. A full disclosure, that's what I intend to pitch at the next tri-council chairs meeting.
Right. I think this one though too was when we were chatting about this at the side meeting and a little bit later, this was more at a higher level. So the CDD was talking about looking at the modules at the individual level, and this was looking at more at the app level, and then also so kind of doing a list of all the apps that are in Folio, all the ones that are out there that are community-based apps, maybe extensions, that sort of thing, and compiling a higher view list of those things.
You're saying that this item right here was a higher view than identifying community modules as defined in the CDD framework?
Correct. It was at a higher level.
Okay,
So
I'm misunderstanding this. Thank you.
The CDD one, the CDD is asking for the individual modules, where this was more of like functionality broken up by functionality, but still using that framework if we thought it was core, if it was community, or if it was ex extended outside the community.
Okay, that's interesting. Define the relationships between PC and RMS and how decisions are made for Folio releases and CSPs. improve communication around releases, scope, key development milestones, etc. This one is particularly close to my heart. I think the I've encountered a lot of ambiguity about the nature of this re relationship between R RMS and PCs. So it's definitely something I would like to see investigated and have that ambiguity dispelled. Whatever we land on in terms of this, go for it, Martin.
I think we discussed this as being more or less a communication issue or a communication topic. So it's not, I think we agreed that it's not so much about discussing what exactly the relationship is in the governance, but more like how can release decisions and so on be communicated more effectively or more better into the community. At least that's what I recall how we interpreted this one.
Okay. I appreciate
There,
that context.
there's there there are a few comments there, and I think they go into that direction also.
Okay. Whatever we land on in terms of CDD models, how to contribute to RMS or decisions about new functionality, etc., there is an opportunity there to develop a centralized accessible guide. For how to get your feature developed. Should it be a PC goal, a tri-council goal? So this is like process documentation, which I agree should definitely exist. For my part, I don't want to editorialize. Okay, Jennifer, you editorialize.
I wasn't going to editor. I thought we kind of discussed putting this as part of the Dip Lite group, only because, that's kind of looking at the whole life cycle, and this kind of is a part of that. So I'm wondering if maybe we can move that. I mean, it's getting pretty hefty for that group, but like this is an aspect of that.
So I guess I will editorialize. My take on this is that this is really important, but it's going to be, in my opinion, like trying to hit a moving target. I do think that our processes need to be documented, but right now we are really, really examining our processes and trying to figure out what they are. And so I guess my concern about documenting processes that are in flux is that by the time you document them, they might have changed. So I almost see this as like a good phase two kind of thing. But that's just my thoughts. And I hesitate to share that right now because, oh, apparently I'm raising my hand. I'm gonna put my hand down. just because I think that that's something that I probably would have said at the PC meeting had I been there, or at the shoulder meeting, but I wasn't there. So, Todd?
I think maybe the larger point you're raising is what we're voting for is what are we taking on this year? So it's if so in some sense it's not if one does not vote for something, that's not because you don't think it's worth doing, but it might be because you think some other things need to happen first.
Yeah, this is a priority. That's a great point. This is a prioritization exercise and not necessarily a value judgment on any of the things on this list. Great point, Tom. And then finally, the effectiveness of whatever CDD gets implemented will be closely tied to levels of community participation. Perhaps would TC and CC find ways to improve onboarding of new implementers and messaging to prospective adopters that encourages community participation and reduces the learning curve. This would be fantastic. Autumn.
Yeah, okay, so both of these are mine. You can tell I manage a lot of workflows in my day job. I think you're right. This needs to wait until we flesh things out. It's been on my mind a lot because I think it is a fairly urgent need for the community. I want, I think the framework is the essential first step deciding how we do things. Whatever we can do in the meantime to provide clarity during the transitional period, I don't know if that's like lightweight documentation or easy ways to get engaged with the community. Like, I think I agree it needs to be back burner, but I think if we postpone any work on the communication and outreach piece, we might not get the engagement with the CDD stuff that we want to. So maybe finding like a, I don't know.
Like a
That's
middle
not a,
ground.
yes, yeah.
Yeah, I like that point. Alexis? Oh.
Yeah, no, I agree as well. But one of the things I also wanted to do is make sure that we don't forget about anything that we put on the back burner. I want to make sure we don't forget about it. And this was something that came up also in the shoulder meeting where we talked about going back to our parking lot items from last year, potentially even the year before, and then also going through the future topics list to clean that up a bit. Like, but mostly, I mean, to not forget the things that we know we still need to work on, both past and present into the future, and then maybe moving off some of the things on that future topics calendar that are outdated. So I had put actually an action item for myself to at least go through the old future topics. But if we could talk about, I mean, once we decide what are our prior three priorities for this year, documenting what we're not doing that we still need to do, just maybe not right now, is important.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. It would be a fantastic exercise after we get these priorities done, to take them and then use them as a lens to analyze things like future topics and kind of cull those, but then make sure that the priorities that weren't selected, for first attention end up on that future topics list so that we engage with them. I know I just said what you said back at you, but that's how I make sure I understand things.
No, thank you. And again, it always helps to hear it repeated back. So I'm shaking my head. Yes, you got it right.
Awesome. Okay. I mean, I noticed that a lot of y'all have been voting as we've been going through this, which is fantastic. The goal was for everybody to pick three. I'm gonna do that real quick. I'll stop sharing my screen. You guys have until I'm done picking my three to pick your three. No. I also may need to grab a charger cable. I don't know if I have enough juice to make it through this meeting. So, let's just take 3 or 4 minutes to get some votes down. Okay. I realize that you got to be really careful when dragging these things around because it might merge them or try to merge them. But I'm going to quickly just try to sort these. It looks like we have got it there. Has anybody not voted? All right. Well, this is great because I mean, for the most part, it looks like we have a pretty clear consensus about the top three here, which are continue to build out community priorities dashboard, define the relationship between PC and RMS and how decisions are made for folio releases and CSPs. And the PC should embrace this new work of community-directed development framework with forming CDD. I'm not going to read this whole thing. The CDD work. Then, as Alexis pointed out, we have these three down here, which, again, this was a prioritization vote, not a valuation of these things. They're all important. We're just trying to sequence our focus. So we do need to make sure that we get these on future topics and kind of capture these things. So as a co-chair for the for the product council, Todd and I are going to work on making sure we schedule time to sort out the future topics and kind of process these things. All right. Best next steps, I think, are to form some groups around these top three topics, just to allow us to kind of sort ourselves into different kind of working groups to see some work get done on these. I think I'm just gonna pitch a way that we could go about doing that, but I'm open to other better suggestions. It might be good for us to try to find three volunteers to chair the working groups for these. Once we have those chairs, then they can go through and kind of be the point of contact for people to hop on and they can handle scheduling. And then we can just, at our next meeting, sort out what groups formed, if whether there's an even distribution. I do want to say that in our discussion about this with Alexis and Caitlin and I, as we were kind of prepping the agenda for this meeting, nobody used the word mandatory participation or that phrase. So I suppose we're short of like just numbering people off and dividing them up into groups. But it'd be really great if everybody in the PC engaged with at least one of these groups. So I'm just gonna throw that out there. And I suppose if we don't get enough participation, then we will get to the point where we're just gonna have to like number people off and see how that works. But okay. Does that seem like an all right approach? Finding people to chair the groups and then allowing us over the next week to kind of self-sort into the different groups. Where it could go wrong is if, we show up next time and everybody has volunteered for one of the three groups and nobody has volunteered for the other. So we might need to do a little shifting around. Maybe a good way to do this for each of us is if you're not a chair, reach out to two folks, or at least have two different groups in mind that you might want to join. But okay. Well, barring any other suggestions, we'll give this a shot. Do we have any volunteers to chair a group to focus on continuing to build out the community priorities dashboard?
I mean, I don't want to speak for her since she's not here, but this is kind of Caitlin's baby. And I know there was at least one other, was it Jennifer who was already working on this? So this sort of, I don't know whether or not that group would continue to exist as it was and just add more people to it. But that was just because this is sort of a continuation of something that is already has some momentum.
That's a really good point. Sorry, I have a balloon behind my head and it's distracting me. Yeah, I think if Caitlin were here, I could definitely see her volunteering for this. So maybe we ask for a volunteer to chair this group with a caveat that they give Caitlin an option to step into that role if she wants to. Charlotte?
Can I maybe suggest that we in our Slack channel post this, and then people have a little time to think if they can, step up, volunteer, etc. At least I need a little bit more time to, figure things out.
Let's do this. I'm gonna go through and ask for volunteers. Maybe someone just knows they want to volunteer for it, but after that, if we don't have volunteers, then I'll just po post the re remaining groups to the Slack channel. Okay, the investigation of the relationship between the RMS and the PC in terms of communication and decision making. Any volunteers to head up a working group for that? Is this a similar situation? Is this something that has been looked into in the past? I know for myself, this is something that I've been intending to kind of spend some time working on after after WolfCon. I was thinking I would transition to that, but I think I would participate in a group like this, but I don't know if I have capacity to chair it, Harry,
This
convene
has
it.
been looked at in the past several times, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
So this would sort of be, I guess, resurfacing all of that.
Yeah, I was just wanted to see if there were like resources from previous discussions that could help inform this.
There's even a charter.
Nice. Martin.
Don't we want to ask in the Slack channel asynchronously for all three of the topics who wants to
Yes.
chair? I think Charlotte is right. Maybe we need some time to figure out if we can do it. And also, I think we are not all members of Product Council today, are we?
Well, that's true. Yeah, we don't have full participation.
Maybe someone missing would like to jump in, or at least have the opportunity to know what we have discussed.
That's a good point. Yeah, Todd?
Along those lines, would we be open to a group being to participation from non-PC members? If there's someone not on the PC who's willing to chair or willing to participate, I personally think that would be splendid.
My intuition on that is I would love to see it convened by a member of the PC, but fully attended by many non-PC members, I suppose. Okay, I will stop trying to find volunteers in this meeting, and I will seek them out on Slack instead. I do have a question about this. So there is a tri-council working group around the concept of community-directed development. Now, the meetings for that group were, and really the purpose of it was all to bring something forward at WolfCon. And so, it started kind of back in the spring when these discussions were coming up and some of these proposals were beginning to surface. And it was decided that we did want to try to square up to the top of community directed development. And so this tri-council working group got formed to kind of explore these things that they were tasked with trying to come up with a model for it and bring something to WolfCon to present. So I kind of consider the CDDF presentations that happened at WolfCon to be the culmination of that group. We are intending to meet next week to go over some of the feedback from WolfCon, but the future of that group is really unclear or uncertain as far as where do we go from here with that. I think that I don't have a specific idea for how it should work, but I think that it seems like that group and whatever group we're talking about forming around this priority, it seems like there should be some kind of synergy to be had there. Alexis.
I also seem to remember that in response to what you were just saying about the proposal and that the culmination of what that group was doing was presenting it at WolfCon. And it seemed to me, and please correct me if I'm wrong about my recollection, but when we were talking about it both at the Tri-Council and at the PC shoulder meeting, there was this idea that like there were parts of that folks felt like they could move forward on, and other folks and other parts that were just, we weren't really either ready or we weren't prepared to do it. And so for the PC, I think for like the CC, it was like there was the membership aspect and raising more money or whatever. For the PC, it was, I think Caitlin was very focused, and I think it made a lot of sense to focus on the lightweight dip. We're having fleshing that out as sort of a, I don't know if we wanted to call it a proof of concept, but just something to sort of get the dip process going as sort of, again, what we thought is the lowest hanging fruit of that proposal that the PC could enact or do something, like that was something we had control over, right? It wasn't something so big that we couldn't do. It was something, it was a place to start for us. And so I feel like at least within this very long purple rectangle, the lightweight dip, I think was the thing that, and then from there we could kind of build on that and get to all these future things.
And I do have to say, I mean, when you look at the totality of the CDDF, I mean, the dip process or some version of it constitutes like easily 50% all by itself of what's going on there. I mean, it is a lot of the framework. So we would be making a big step in that direction if we were to get that up and running. And I totally agree with Caitlin's assessment that even if the rest of the CDD process weren't to come to realization, if we brought the dip forward and actually had that working, we would have huge benefits from something like that. So it sounds, Alexis, like you're saying that because the work that the CC has to do and the TC has to do and the PC has to do can be kind of siloed into those different groups, that it does make some sense for there to be a dedicated group within the PC that's just focused on the work that the PC has to do.
Not necessarily. I mean, I think it's, oh, I don't know about the CC, but I mean, I think it would be good to have it, having, I always like having folks from the other councils there to sort of remind us about the things that are not in our purview. But, and the same thing where I think it would be good for us to be part of things that other folks are doing. But for the most part, I think this is something that the PC can work on our own with hopefully some, it would be, I guess I feel like in for this, maybe having one person from the TC and one person from the CC might be helpful. But that was true in the group that you were,
Yeah, we're
yeah.
pretty good with those numbers.
So maybe that's just, we just maybe just need more hands because it's going to be a lot of work.
It is going to
So
be
I
a lot
just,
of work.
maybe we just need more PC, add more PC people and then just keep the other folks too. I don't know.
I am fine if we want to just keep the CDD group moving forward and just kind of have this be a push for more involvement in it. I mean, I think that would be a fine way to approach this. Charlotte and then Mark, and then we're at time.
So I agree, Jeremy, that the CDD working group, which both Martin and I also were attending, that our goal were to have a ready paper, have a ready proposal to present for WolfCon. And then I think we can redefine the group. I think that's a an excellent marker for when to do a redefine. But
Yeah.
I also get a little worried if the whole process is siloed in PC, TC, and CC. So there need to be a kind of a tri-council group. It can be other new members, etc., to to make sure that the whole process and the work is being coordinated, and we are moving on all tracks.
Maybe what I should do, maybe we should let the current CDD group end. We should form this PC group to focus on this, and then I should, Todd and I, Todd as interim chair, myself should reach out to the tri-council chairs and really exhort them to with us come up with a plan for how to coordinate these efforts across all three councils. Okay. Mark.
Thank you. Yeah, hopefully I'll be quick. I agree with the goal to avoid having siloed conversations and having cross-council participation. It seems like there is a lot of overlap too. From what I recall at WolfCon, Caitlin's idea was to come up with DeepLite process, right? And the main idea was to have visibility into what other teams are working on as part of a release. And so there is a lot of overlap with the previously identified priority to connect with the RMS group to know what's the scope of the release, what's the time schedule, which teams are working on it. And so rather than boiling the ocean, I think we should just focus on something really simple. Have a really small group, maybe one person from PC, one person from TC, one person from CC. Work with the RMS group to provide a communication mechanism and spread it throughout the community. This is also related to the idea of resurrecting system demos because there is a lot of duplication that is happening, right? And it's one thing to see what's on paper, it's another thing to see the demos. What should be the content of the demos, right? How should we standardize on these demos? And I'm sure that all of these questions would be addressed, and it's just a matter of someone collecting these ideas and consistently presenting them throughout the community. And there is also, push and pull. No matter how much communication there is, there will always be some things that people will be asking about. But let's not boil the ocean. Let's just focus on something small and, get something concrete out and move forward with it.
And so these are good points. That brings us to time, and I will continue this conversation on Slack. You'll see some communication about this, and like I said, I will also reach out to the tri-council chairs and try to see how we can make sure that we are coordinating in our efforts to. I'm sure the other folks are talking about the CDD as well, so I just want to make sure that, yeah, we're coordinating. Thanks, folks.
Thanks, everyone.